Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How was your Friday? Mine got off to a great start with breakfast at the Blue Anchor. I got the Sailor John, which is two eggs, bacon or sausage, I got sausage, hash browns, and two pancakes. I got chocolate chip pancakes. The meal is named after the man who set up the original trading post that would eventually grow into the town of Grace Harbor. We talked about him in the history of our town back during the second week of December. Do you have a favorite breakfast? Or a special breakfast your family has on the weekends or when it's someone's birthday? I know not everyone's a morning person like me, but I love breakfast food so much that I could eat it any meal of the day. We should probably move on, or I'm just going to talk about breakfast the whole time, and that is not why we're here. We're here to wrap up our week. So, as we do each Friday evening, let's settle in and reflect on what happened and what we talked about together this week. I'm going to lead you through three reflection questions, and if it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if something someone shares leads to more questions or deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be here when you get back. And if it's getting late, you could always make a note and pick the conversation back up this weekend. Our focus this week was on prayer, and the first thing we talked about was recognizing that God is present with us. We can pray with confidence, knowing that God is listening, because God is always with us. And if God is always with us, it also means that God can choose to pick up the conversation with us anytime, whether we are praying at the moment or going about our day. I'm curious, was there a moment this week when you thought about God being with you? Maybe there was a time you felt like God was with you because you felt loved, or maybe you were playing on the playground, or adults, maybe you were stuck in traffic, and the thought that God was there with you brought a smile to your face. For me, it was back on Monday when I stopped in at the coffee shop and Bobby told me about how he prays for people while he makes their coffee. In that moment, I got the feeling like God was right there with us. Did you have any moments where you thought about God's presence? Go ahead and share with your family. Remember that we can recognize God's presence and voice through lots of different ways. So if you didn't get a special feeling at some point this week, that's okay. It doesn't mean God was missing or silent. It may mean that God was using something like your friends or even this podcast to show you love. Another big idea we talked about this week is that prayer with God is like having a conversation with someone who loves us and wants to know everything about us. We can share whatever we're thinking about or feeling, even the tough stuff. As we close this week, is there anything you'd like to say to God tonight? You could share a prayer request, something you'd like God's help with, or you could share something you're feeling, or you could simply say thank you. I think tonight I want to say to God, I'm so glad you like listening to me, because then I know I can talk to you anytime I want to or need to. Think about what you'd like to say to God, then share it out loud. Last question for the week. One of the ways we can show God that we're listening is by going out and doing the kinds of things we know God wants us to do, like loving other people, helping other people, or helping to make this world a more peaceful and beautiful place. Is there anything you feel like God is inviting you to do sometime soon? For me, there's an older person in our neighborhood that I usually see out walking their dog, but it's been so cold this week that I think they needed to stay in so they don't get sick. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go down to their house and see if I can take their dog for a walk. I'm sure their dog is missing the walks. If you've got an idea or something God might be inviting you to do, go ahead and share it with your family. Okay, so I know we close every episode with prayer, but especially for the week when we focused on prayer, this seems like the perfect way to end the week. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this week and all the things we've been learning about prayer. Now, as we pray at the end of each podcast together, maybe we have a deeper understanding of what we're doing. While we talk, you listen. And then we listen for the ways you'd like to talk as well. What a privilege it is to get to talk to you, the creator of the universe, and the one who loves us more than we could ever imagine. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get some rest and have a fun weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday.